from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You know what time it is. It's 1 o'clock, which means we're going to finish the Phillies roster. Dave Dombrowski, he's got 8 days to do this. MLB trade deadline, 6 p.m. on Tuesday, July 3rd. All right, let's do a little blind date style. Kyle will throw us the profile of a player, and we'll tell you whether or not we want to trade for this person. All right, Kyle, what do you got for us today?
I'm curious where you guys come in on this one without knowing exactly who it is. Now, I am going to get out ahead of this and say that he had a bad outing last night.
Okay.
Pitching. I am going to conveniently ignore that because he'd been pretty dang good for the season leading up to this point.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to give you the numbers up until that
you're
bad outing
it out. Okay.
Last night. Just to, you know, fit the narrative a little bit better here. 40.2 innings pitched, 61 strikeouts. Okay. He was a 2.88 ERA and a 0.93 whip. So
this is good.
This is good. He will be an unrestricted free agent in 2026. And this guy's been around for quite a while. He's been in actually some very high leverage spots before in his career. Not necessarily this year. He's not getting saves because I don't believe he's a ninth inning guy, which he also won't necessarily be here. Now, just for full clarity's sake, the other night he went out there and did give up 2 runs. In a big spot. So not a great outing coming out of the All-Star break. But like I said, this is an experienced guy who had some pretty damn good numbers up to that point. The kicker is he's 39 years old.
Oh.
Ugh. See, this doesn't bother me too much.
The 39-year-old pitcher?
With relievers. Because, I mean, what are we asking for? We're asking for 3 months, right? Like, we're not signing up for 5 years.
Mm-hmm. It's, yeah. You won't have to give up much to get him at all.
Okay, I need three months.
Okay. I was a little concerned about the age, but if we like, I think we're on the same page as far as how long.
39.
Mm-hmm. How long we're gonna be here? He's gonna be here. Yeah,
it's a fun one. I don't know. I'll let you guys make the judgment without knowing who it is first. Would this be a guy that interests you?
Yeah. I mean, yes. Okay. Just based on the numbers,
really?
Obviously, 61 strikeouts and 40 and 2/3 innings is a really good number. The WHIP under 1, ERA under 3. So one more year left in the contract after this?
Yes, but he'll be 40.
He'll be 40.
40.
So they could use a little certainty in the bullpen next year. Hoffman is a free agent to be. I imagine they'll bring him back, but you never know.
Could be a guy you throw in there in, you know, 6th, 7th inning.
Initial thought is yes, but something, the way you're framing this is like when I hear the name, I might have a different opinion. All right, initially,
Hugh, yes or no?
I'm with it.
Okay. Just to give you one more hint. This would be his 3rd stint in Philadelphia.
It's David Robertson.
Third time, huh? Third time's a charm?
So, well, the first two haven't worked out great. The first time he was here, he got hurt very quickly into his tenure. Remember that? Like his second or third outing? I think it was down in Washington.
I mean, he had some pretty big innings in the postseason before having some bad innings in the postseason.
Well, he got hurt. Did he hurt his calf?
Yeah, celebrating. I think it was one of the home runs.
Harper, home run in game two. Was he celebrating? In St. Louis.
Yes.
Now, he does have a long, extensive career of postseason moments. He started with the Yankees.
Didn't he get a close in the World Series in 2022, I believe?
2022. But he came,
the Astros.
He came back?
Yeah, because he was out for the NLCS.
He was right. He did come back. But he wasn't that great here either time.
No, but he's having a good season.
All right, well, here's a question. If a guy has been not as good here as other places, Hugh, would you worry about that?
If he hasn't been,
David Robertson has been a Philly two times. They signed him once, they traded for him another time. Neither time has he been great as a Philly. He's been great other places.
You know what, with that being said, I'm thinking that, like, Dombrowski and the brain trust, but like, oh, no, he's probably not going to be the guy. So I would say no. As much as I like pitching, and I have not said no to any pitcher that we've presented on this show, I had to say no to
you
this.
You wouldn't have to give up much for him at all.
I know,
but you're talking really about the third stint now.
How many players have had three stints with the Phillies? That'd be a trivia question. Can't be that many. Who comes back a third time?
Not sure. I couldn't think of one off the top of my head.
I'd rather get another reliever is the way that I'll frame this.
I was pretty bullish on it before I told you it was.
Well, what happened last night? I didn't even pay attention to
it. He gave up two, let's see, it was, I got to look at
it. Like, was it a blow up, or just a bad day?
So it was against Baltimore, which, you know, to be fair. Let's see. I'm trying to think.
Baltimore only scored two yesterday.
He pitched an inning, two hits, two earned runs. He had a walk.
Yeah, I mean, his ERA
still. Two strikeouts.
3-2-4. It's still
good.
Yeah,
he gave up a home run. So
I can't do it. I don't want. Do you want Robertson third time?
Not really. I would take a flyer on him because we have bad impression of Robertson because we threw him out there in huge spots and he didn't come through. They wouldn't be as big of spots that he comes in.
Well, that's true, and he's a pro, and he's been through the playoffs many times with different teams. I mean, I get the appeal, and he's still pitching well at the age of 39. He's also had multiple times he's been hurt here, and he's been a pretty durable guy. It's just weird. The Phillies have gotten him. I don't know if it's just bad luck. Yeah, his ERA with the Phillies in his career is similar to everywhere else, like 3-3. It's not bad. It just feels worse.
He would be the kind of guy that I think I would be okay with getting if they traded for another reliever that I felt
better
about.
Oh, like he's the second guy.
Yes.
Yeah, he's not the main guy.
Like, they can do that.
Man, he only pitched 29 games in a Phillies uniform. It feels so much more.
I know.
All right, I'm out. I'm out on the ice. But it's a good thought. It is, because we did Kirby Yates last week, his teammate.
Yeah.
Down in Texas. Yeah, Texas, they are interesting because they won the World Series last year, but they might sell here. So there's another name to chew on. David Robertson, a third stint. I'm telling you, there can't be many players with three stints with the Phillies.
There's got to be a lot of people screaming no.
Yeah, we've done this before.
Yeah, that's a lot, man. That's a lot. Three times. I don't think that moves the meter to get anybody excited.
And I would just be concerned he's going to get hurt again here. Like, there's something about this uniform because he got hurt like his first week as a Philly after they gave him 2 years to close. And then he got hurt celebrating a home run in the playoffs.
Just make sure no one hits a big home run in the playoffs.
Don't you dare jump up and down. All right, 215-592-9494. Adrian in Vineland. Hey, Adrian.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, good, Adrian. Doing? What's up?
Good, good, good. Hey, so my take on this whole thing with the Hurts thing is he's got to take ownership of all this. You know, not only did he, you know, keep saying keep the main thing, but it feels like with that being the whole mantra and the whole thing that he says all the time, he's not doing that. You know, I think behind closed doors, he's making things way too personal, holding, you know, vendettas and grudges. And I think that goes a long way. But the one thing I do agree with Ken from Cinnaminson is that I think there are going to be some writings on the wall for Nick Sirianni. So if you look at a lot of the coaching regimes and when their tenure has been up, they tended to get rid of a lot of people and you know, within the coaching staff prior to their exit. So if, you know, it came down to it, rubber meets the road, I think Nick will be gone first. But at the end of the day, Jalen's got to step up and take ownership of it.
Well, Adrian, there's no question. And here's the thing. If Sirianni's gone after this year, if they don't play well, Hurts isn't far behind. You know what I mean? Like, he'll be on the hot seat next because it'll be a brand new coach, and they'll probably draft a quarterback relatively high if they have a bad year, like maybe the second round like they did with Hurts. So, Hurts can't think he's above this. If he's part of it. If he plays well, he'll be here a long time. If he doesn't, he won't be here years from now either.
Absolutely. And you know what? Listen, man, at the end of the day, Carson's tenure here ended poorly. He had a lot of problems with Doug before they succeeded with Nick. You know, it doesn't bode well for the quarterback. I agree wholeheartedly. None of the quarterbacks that were mentioned earlier, after they've had a rift with their head coaches, actually had a successful career after leaving that situation. So, you know, Jalen's got to get his stuff together with it. You know, he's just got to put football first. At the end of the day, winning is what matters. And he's got to put all the other stuff behind him. Wish Brian Johnson well. Come out with it. Just put it all behind him, and let's get this thing rolling.
Hi, Adrian, I agree.
You know, they got to win games, man. They got to win games. So, you know, that's my whole take on it. You know, and kind of to chime in a little bit on the Embiid thing, I think right now he's just kind of reverting back to his trolling ways a little bit, getting some headlines, but he's not trying. He's in the USA basketball team, and like he said, he's just coasting right now, and he's just trying to soak it all in. And I don't read too much into what Embiid said, but at the end of the day, the facts are the facts. When healthy, the man is probably the most dominant player on the planet right now. You know, so having said that, take from it what you will, but that's just the fact. When healthy. Now, he's not available in the playoffs consistently, so his playoff play has always been, you know, in question. But people don't stop to think about this one thing with Embiid, is his fear of injury may actually impact his willingness in putting forth max effort, trying to stay on the court versus trying to be the best on the court. You know, and I don't think a lot of people look into that, but I think that's a part of the problem with Embiid.
I think it's a give and take. I think you're right, Adrian. We appreciate the phone call. I think sometimes it's hard for him to go all out because he's nursing something or coming back from something or doesn't want to have the next thing happen, but it's hard to win championships that way. So what Adrian said there, Hugh, I like that. Like, Jalen's whole thing is keep the main thing the main thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of this thing with Sirianni. Like, if he's still annoyed by what happened last year, he lost faith in him.
He need to let it go.
He's got to get over it.
Yeah, and that's kind of where I'm at with it, man. That's why I'm like, you can still be in a situation where you don't care much for Coach Sirianni. That's fine. But you need to understand that your success is tied to your ability to at least be cordial with this man. I don't think that Jalen realizes that. Now, I know everybody say, well, Jalen's making $250 million. Your legacy is tied to how much success this team has this year. I mean, that's a fact. You know, look at Carson Wentz. That's a perfect example. And the unfortunate thing for Jalen is, it's on the same team that Carson Wentz was on when all of this went down. Carson Wentz has been relegated to a backup. Carson Wentz at one point, just like Jalen, was on the verge of being an MVP
mm-hmm.
in the league.
And he got paid.
So there's a lot of parallels here. And what did the Eagles do when that went south?
See ya.
They got him out of here. You know, but they did it the other way the last time. This is the only difference. They got rid of the coach first. Then they got rid of the quarterback.
But it was only a month later.
Yeah, but they did it differently.
Yeah, coach
but they,
first.
You know what I mean? But then after that, you know, so it's like, that's one of those things you look at and you be like, hey, man, I don't want to be that guy. And if they're giving you, if everything is true about how they've been talking to him and telling him he needs to do this, that, and the third, you need to take heed to that. You need to take heed to the messages that are being laid out for you and just understand that, like, you don't have to be a puppet, but you have to change some things. You got to look at it different. You got to change some things.
Yeah, I think there's a level of stubbornness when I hear Jalen talk about Nick sometimes. Like, just say something nice. This isn't that hard. Do what's best for the team. Like, for all the good things Jalen does as a player and as a leader with his teammates and, like, some of the younger guys, he's worked out. We've seen a lot of photos and videos the last few months of him working out with different guys and the young receivers. I think he does a lot of good things. But this Sirianni thing, it just feels like he's got a mental block. Like, Kyle, I don't know how much this is personal because the Brian Johnson thing, that he feels that Brian Johnson was wrong. But whatever it is, the Eagles are got to be above whatever he feels.
Honestly, if it is about the Brian Johnson thing, that might be the most worrisome part of this whole thing. Like, that Jalen Hurts just can't grow up and accept that's life in the NFL, that it's a performance-based business. Like, he needs to get over that, if that's really the case. But I think there's a big difference here between whether, like, we don't need Jalen Hurts to necessarily love Nick Sirianni. I think we're all past that point. But he does need to have some sort of respect for him, because the Belichick-Brady comparison gets made a lot, which, you know, is ridiculous for tons of reasons. But Tom Brady might not have liked Bill Belichick, but there's no way you're going to convince me he didn't respect him as a coach. And, like, I don't know.
Of course you respect
it. It would do so much, I think, for Jalen Hurts to just put this fire out and just say something nice about Nick Sirianni.
Yeah, it might
say something nice.
Seem simple. It might seem like oversimplification. But if young players that just got to this team see Jalen rolling his eyes at Sirianni, it's going to be hard for me to believe they're all going to be on board with this coach.
Yeah, or snorting at the question, like laughing at it. Like he's mocking Nick Sirianni kind of when he does that. That can't happen.
I agree. Yeah, and like, look, AJ's going to be AJ. He's his own star. He's got his own money. He doesn't need Jalen to tell him what to do. I'm talking about the next wave of Eagles, all the rookies they brought in. If they see Jalen Hurts roll his eyes at Sirianni's whatever.
And snorting.
It's like our most important player doesn't believe in this guy. Like, I'm not going to believe in him either. Let's go to Scott, the King of Prussia. Hey, Scott.
Greetings, guys.
Hey,
what's
Scott.
On,
what's
man?
Up, pal?
Hey, guys. All right. So I got a few comments that I want to talk about Embiid. Let me say these pretty quickly. So Jalen opened this door with his comment. The best thing he can do now is close it quickly. Before it just everybody keeps going with it. Phillies, it's time to make Hoffman the closer. Just give him a shot, see what he can do, see if he grows into that role. The ebbs and flows of 162, I am not worried about Alvarado at all. I've seen him do this before. In fact, he's done it just about every season. His miles per hour goes down a few and he loses a little bit of control. He'll get it back. Just let him play through it. Give him a rest on his arm if he needs it. It's a mistake to platoon Stott. Stott has proven that he's a two-way player and that he can hit left-handed pitchers. Let him hit his way out. Now, what I really want to talk about is Embiid. I want to comment directly to Embiid because he talks about freak injuries. Well, and he would be better if he didn't have these freak injuries. Well, guess what? I understand that you're a big man, you're 7 foot, over 300 pounds, but you have not done everything that you can possibly do to prevent freak injuries. You have not done everything you can do to be a champion or to be a GOAT. So you don't have the right to talk like that. You don't have a dietitian around the clock like LeBron James does. You don't do fitness around the clock like those other guys do. You don't do any of those things. And until you do those things, you'll never be a champion, you'll never be a GOAT, and it's not going to happen.
Well, Scott, I agree with a lot of that. I mean, Scott, my biggest thing on Embiid is he doesn't get it. Like, he wants to win. A lot of players want to win, but I've never felt he really gets it. The way he talks about teammates, the way he talks about himself, like, as if you just, like, wake up and, like, it'll happen. No, you have to put in the work every day for that to happen.
One of the biggest disappointments for me is that nobody ever came along during Embiid's time here when he was a younger man and took him under his wing and showed him how to be a winner. He needed somebody like a Kobe Bryant or LeBron James to show him how to be a super pro. He needed to be a super pro because of his body structure, and he hasn't done it. And you know what? It might be too late now. He's 31, right?
He is
31.
Yeah, I think he just turned 30. He'll be 31 next season. In this coming season.
And last thing, Hugh.
Yes.
I didn't know you had T Rex arms. What's up with that?
No, my friend used to tell me that all the time. He said you got little arms. If you had longer arms, that's what it would have been.
you know what, Hugh?
What's that?
Great. You did fantastic with your little arms. You did better with those little arms than people do with gigantic arms.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I definitely feel the same way.
He really overcame.
Yeah, Scott's a good call. He T-Rexed his arms to 80 sacks. That's not bad. What do we think about what Scott said, that he's not worried about Alvarado? He goes through this every year.
We can't go through this every year.
So my thing on Alvarado is, yes, he has ups and downs every season.
Mm-hmm.
It does feel like, though, if my memory serves back to last year correctly, He ended 2022 on a hot streak, right? He was one of the best relievers in baseball the end of 2022. I think he started last year well. And now it feels like it's a full year of, not bad, not like he used to be 4 or 5 years ago, but it feels like a full year of him just being, all right, like nothing special, Kyle. I'm looking at his numbers the last full year, like July 22nd to July 22nd. His ERA is 3.72. It's not bad, but it's not like really good.
No, so I think since the initial rise of Alvarado to becoming a guy that, like, we thought was a high leverage guy, a guy we could rely on, this is, I think, the lowest it's gotten, at least confidence-wise. Yeah. I mean, he might have gone through, like, little lulls, I think, but I think Scott is sort of misremembering, or, like, I think it's he's not equating it properly. Like, this is the least confident I think I've ever felt in Jose Alvarado, and I think that's it's warranted.
And when was the last extended up? Is what I'm going for.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
It felt like early last season.
Right.
Was the last extended 3 or 4 months of like, wow.
Right. Like, because there were times even when he would have the ups and downs. The ups were like. Yeah, he was like unhittable.
Like we
were
like, "Wow, like what?"
Exactly,
yeah.
Right. But like now, this feels like an extended period of time where you're like, "I don't trust this dude." And as soon as he came out in that game the other day, I knew we were going to lose. I knew it.
By the way, when you search the on like the WAR, the most valuable, the two most valuable relievers over the last calendar year in all of baseball, Jeff Hoffman and Matt Strom. So pretty darn good, those two. They need someone to add to that.
David Robertson.
He's actually eighth. On the list the last wow. year. Yeah, let's go to Alex, who's up next. What's up, Alex?
Alex.
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen?
What's
hey,
up, Alex. Man?
Hopeful you, half empty.
What's going on,
hey,
man?
Alex.
Angry-ass cow.
That's us. That's angry. What we do, yeah? You know what? Shut up.
That dude always got a tune, man. Hey.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yes.
The thing is with this, you guys got quiet there.
We're listening. We're listening
to you.
You go
this
for
whole
it.
This whole Jalen Hurts thing, it's so blown out of proportion, man. Like, it's 2 years ago, everybody was rah. It was all this great praise, and he's a great leader. He was this, that, and the other. The dude gets paid. Everybody hating, teammates hating because he got paid. And you surprised me because you always the one talking about money all the damn time. The dude got his money. Let him enjoy his money. You see, look, I don't need him to be freaking pandering, man, trying to be Nick Sirianni's best friend. Man, just go win some damn games.
Wait a minute, but Alex, what are you surprised about what I said? Because, I mean, there's a direct correlation if you look at it, if you're being fair. And I'm not counting his money, but Jalen Hurts was like the go-to guy before he made the money. So a lot of people are feeling like when he got the money, he got brand new. That's
but
all I'm saying.
Who's there? A lot of people. It's all these unnamed sources.
Well,
and nobody's putting their name to it. All of these so-called Walter Cronkites coming out here. Well, I've got a source that said this, and I got a source.
Well, because Alex, the owner, there has been talk or there's been speculation that the owner had to sit down with him and tell him that he needs to be more front and center about certain things that he has to do. I mean, that's not being like a veiled anything. That's the owner of the squad saying that, hey, you need to be more personable.
Okay. So from what the reports that I've been hearing lately, he has been. He's going to sports events. He's doing different things with the team. Okay. Why do we need him to sit there and say something good about Nick Sirianni? Why does he have to do that?
Because it's a distraction. It will be a distraction.
It's a distraction because you guys made it one.
No, because he said that. Alex, he's the one. But when a quarterback talks that awkwardly about his coach, how are we not going to address it?
Dude, what did he say wrong about Nick Sirianni?
Not wrong. Not wrong.
Did you hear him say anything negative?
Alex.
Did you hear him say anything at all?
Just
didn't say anything.
Alex, you're not. I mean, I'm with you. He don't need to say it for me. You're talking to the wrong guy. You need to talk to Joe about that. I don't have a problem. He doesn't have to say anything nice about Nick Sirianni to me. But that's Joe.
He's not going to pander, man. He don't need to do
that. Well, then he's wrong.
Win some damn games, man. And guess what?
It's not necessarily pandering.
$50 million richer, and he'll go play for somebody else. So who's losing?
Well, you know, this also would be a little...
We'll be sitting there looking for another damn quarterback. Stop trying to run the one we got out of town.
No one's running him out of town. Stop with that. I like Jalen Hurts. I want him to be here. I said a year ago he could be the greatest quarterback in Eagles history. I don't want him to go anywhere. Also, let's stop pretending, Joe, all he has to do is play. His play the last 6 weeks last year stunk. It stunk. So his play isn't good enough if there's distractions. He's got to be... Are we forgetting who Jalen Hurts was billed as? Mr. Intangibles. And then he started playing really well on the field. Why are we okay with him not being a great leader in the intangibles? I want that too.
Yeah. That's kind of where we are. And it's funny because, for me, a lot of the things that he was praised for doing are some of the things that he's getting ridiculed for now. Like, you remember when they were like, he's over there. He's so stoic. He's thinking about football.
Yes.
That's what he's doing. He's thinking about football. Then all of a sudden it became an issue. So it's one of those things, man. It's a double-edged sword when it comes to what he is or how he's perceived, because it's unfortunate.
And I believe that this stuff helps lead to wins. You might not. You might think they're separate. I think one leads to the other. 215-592-9494. We'll get to as many phone calls as we can here. But something happened with the Phillies this weekend that put an exclamation point on what may be the most generational run we have ever seen from an athlete. We'll hit that next. Your phone calls. 215-592-9494. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. I just visited my friend Dr. Rafi, the premier hair restoration specialist in the Delaware Valley. And I was amazed. Really, it's incredible. See the cutting edge surgical and non-surgical options Dr. Rafi offers all genders at the Precision Hair Restoration right here in Center City, including the world's most advanced robotic hair restoration system, the Artis IXI, and it leverages, it's really cool, artificial intelligence to achieve the look you've been dreaming of, the Neograph Manual FUE, and the non-surgical Alma TED, which delivers growth factors directly into your scalp. The TED, it's completely non-invasive, no needles, no pain, no downtime. Men and women are seeing amazing results with TED. No matter your hair type, Dr. Rafi will design a custom solution just for you. I had a blast when I was there. He's incredibly passionate about fixing hair loss. Truly the best in his field. So stop hiding your hair loss. Call Dr. Rafi now, 215-800-9100. That's 215-800-9100. And get your confidence back or visit PhillyHairMD.com. That's PhillyHairMD.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.